Spring is in the air, and it's the season for growth and new experiences in your career. Explore the country with rewarding travel assignments through Arias Medical Group. Know a PT? Make a referral and earn up to $1,000. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's ariusmedical.com.
This is the PT Pintcast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer, bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pintcast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. The next episode of the PT Pintcast starts right now, and we are at
the
I'm going to pause now, party.
The party.
At 40. CSM. This is the big one. 40, look, doing anything for 5 years or 10 years should be commended.
But 40.
Doing something for 40 years, you should throw yourself a big old birthday party right now. So we're in the section of Women's Health, 40th Gala.
Exactly.
This is a shindig. Anniversary gala at CSM in San Antonio. And I want to thank you guys for bringing me out here. And I want to be able to congratulate you guys on doing some great things.
Thank you.
So let's introduce ourselves to the audience from right to left.
My name is Julie Jenner. I am the current president of the Student Special Interest Group for the Section on Women's Health.
Wow, look at you putting your big pants on right there.
I'm trying. I'm doing my best.
Where do you go to school?
I go to school at the University of Central Arkansas, and I'm originally from Dallas, Texas. So it's my home state.
Back to the Lone Star State is big for you.
Oh, yeah, the best state.
And introduce yourself to everybody.
Pat Wolf, president of the Section on Women's Health.
So we've got president squared.
Yep, the two presidents.
I mean, we are two for
the best dynamic duo ever.
There we go.
We are, like, busting it out.
I know. We were just killing it on the dance floor.
Yeah, well,
we were. Yeah, we really.
I don't want to be able to not paint a picture, but that was pretty good.
Thank you.
This is great because I got to ask someone who's not yet technically begun their career someone who's begun their career and selected a way to go. What has so far drawn you to women's health as a student? How'd you figure that out so fast?
So I was fortunate enough to have a teacher that was really involved with it. And really just getting to know the culture of the Section on Women's Health, it's pretty unique in terms of the physical therapy world.
What do you mean?
Well, everyone's extremely open, you know. We talk about penis and vagina all day.
You just said two words we're not supposed to talk about.
Most people are extremely they're extremely uncomfortable discussing those things, but everyone, you know, see that all day.
Not
they have
in this
very
room.
Open personalities. They're very accepting of different points of view, very welcoming, a lot of fun, as you can see we've been having tonight.
So how do we find our way to women's health? Or as we're also changing the name of the section, right? Because we're not excluding males.
Exactly.
But how did you find your way to this section of this little corner of the thing we call physical therapy? What brought you here?
Childbirth. That did it. And I thought there had to be a better way. And we could do better. And we could do more. And I took my first course with our founder, Elizabeth Noble, in Cambridge, Mass.
And that drew you in. That hooked you.
Hooked me totally. Then I got into men's health. And I love men. So appreciative. It's all about the pelvic floor. And there's so much we can do.
Yeah. If you don't want to talk about it as a physical therapist, you're doing a disservice to your patients.
No,
because everyone's got one.
Exactly.
And if you can't say penis and vagina, be able to do it with a straight face, though.
You can smile when you say it too.
I know, but you gotta be serious, right?
Sometimes with the patients you should.
Yes, you do.
Right, but if you can't pull it off with a straight face,
absolutely,
how would you ever expect your patient to take you seriously and be able to trust you enough to be able to believe in?
You have to make them feel safe. You have to make them feel heard. Absolutely, and comfortable. These
aren't
always easy
discussions. That's one of the things I love about it, is the psychosocial component about, you know, these things are affecting their bodies physically, but, you know, there's a huge emotional toll and a relationship toll, a psychological toll, too. So you're affecting the entire person.
Listen, if you go in for an eval and you're a patient in orthopedics, you need to trust your PT, because I'm going to touch your arm, I'm going to touch your leg, or your hip. But if you go in for something like this, you got to have a little bit more trust. Let me ask you this. How do you get someone comfortable to you touching an area that is pretty private to them? What do you do? What was your approach?
First, there's a conversation. I use a pelvic floor model.
Okay.
So I explain the pelvic floor, the nerves, innervation. So, you know, we'd have that conversation. I put the model up against them so they can have a feeling, and then definitely get consent. And if there's any questions, any concerns, and I totally, when you have that level of trust, they're so appreciative that it just brings it. And professionalism, looking them right in the eye.
I'm going to guess that you guys go pretty slow on purpose in terms of explaining something and then waiting and then waiting for a response.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, clearly it's a pelvic floor muscle exam versus a pelvic exam that an OBGYN might. So it's all
very
about
different.
Explaining muscle tension, high, low, and what's the goals.
Okay.
And we involve their goals. What are their goals? And we're going to work with you.
Have you taken any continuing education course? I know some students, especially in women's health.
There are several that are available to students. I am only in my second year. There are two courses that are available to 30.
And you're already the president of the student special. Jeez.
Rockstar.
I got in early.
Rockstar.
I got in early. But my school actually offers pelvic one and the pregnancy and postpartum course. So I'll be able to take those with some of my professors actually next year. But I'm really looking forward to it.
She did a video. So one of our things is when you say, how do we get people to know what we do, get interested as students? So Julie Rockstar did a video that can be shown in all the PT programs and really encourage them. These are the avenues you can go.
What is the public? The public doesn't listen to this show. This is PTs. But if PTs listen to this, they can turn it over to the public. How do we better educate the public in a really effective way about what you guys actually do, or what you, or I should say, what you can do for someone who has an issue that you can help?
Urinary incontinence.
Okay.
That's all I have to talk about, and I'm surrounded. There's so much leaking going on out there, and that we can educate them. It affects their function, their activities of daily living. You're in a movie. Who wants to wear Depends?
I don't want to wear Depends.
No. It's the number one reason women are admitted to a nursing home.
Is it?
Travesty.
Is it?
Absolutely.
Did not know that.
So urinary incontinence, and we want to get it early. We want to prevent it. We don't want to wait till you hit menopause, you have prostatectomy, and then...
That's the same with anything. We want to hit it as early as possible.
And I definitely think talking about what you can provide, discussing with other healthcare providers about the services that you can offer patients, and getting yourself out there first might be a good step in the beginning, because it's a really private issue. You know, a lot of people don't want to, you know, say, oh, I pee my pants all the time, or oh, I have painful intercourse. Those are things that people don't like addressing, you know, just coming out of the closet with those kind of things. So just saying what kind of services you can provide people, I think, makes it a little bit easier for patients to approach you.
You know, I would just say you learn from it and you go on. I utilize my patients' voice. They're the ones that after, you know, we meet some goals or getting traction, and I say, you know, get the word out, and that's very effective. Patient testimonials.
Where's an area where people can check out more information about the Section of Women's Health? What's the website?
Awesome.
Go for it. Yeah, so our website, the Section of Women's Health, American Physical Therapy Association, has all sorts of information. I'm primarily going to talk about the student information that we have available. We have access to all of our student organizations, our student special interest group, our Facebook, our Pinterest, our Twitter, our, you know, everything. So
you guys are a little busy.
Yes.
Good.
Totally.
We
like it that way. We're only 40.
We're
just hitting our prime.
40's the new...
We're thriving.
We're the new 20. We're the new 20.
40's the new 25.
Okay, 25. Okay, I'll give you that.
Well, 20's too young. You can't drink.
Oh, good good.
So let's
call.
Be 25.
Good
let's
call.
Be 25.
We're going global. We're going global.
I couldn't be here and have my PT pint.
All right.
Thank you.
So every episode that we do is a pint. And before we're done with pints, we do shots.
Oh, gosh.
This is the parting shot.
Powered by Optum. Optum offers weekend courses that are Monday morning applicable, utilizing approaches that make sense.
They promote excellence in hands-on treatment, exercise prescription, pain science, and clinical reasoning, offering a COMT,
as well as an APTA-accredited fellowship in orthopedic manual therapy, both online and in-person mentoring, with locations in Houston, Dallas, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Find out more online
at OptumFellowship.com.
So if you were to leave the profession, who's listening to this show, who wants to know more about this thing that you guys do, this specialization that you've done, and that's been around for this section for 40 years, what's a little pearl of wisdom that you can leave them with? What's a parting shot you can leave them with? What do you think?
Just put yourself out there, you know. It might be something that you have the slightest you know, inkling, oh, maybe I want to do this. You know, you hear someone in passing, oh, that sounds kind of interesting. Really just go to a class, like research it, look into it, because you might find your passion.
I would say you will never be more fulfilled. Enriched by your patients and more community, we share. Join us.
Ladies, congratulations again. Happy anniversary birthday for the 40th year of the Section of Women's Health. So congratulations to you guys and kudos.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You
are wicked fun. Thank you.
That's it. That's all we need.
The PT Pintcast is a product of PT Pintcast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pintcast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pintcast.
The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Spring is in the air. It's the season for growth and new experiences in your physical therapy career. Explore the country with healthcare staffing agency, Aureus Medical Group. You'll find rewarding travel and full-time career opportunities nationwide. Know a PT? Make a referral and earn up to $1,000. To speak with a recruiter, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit aureusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. Hey Siri.
I'm listening, Jimmy.
How many countries has the show been heard in?
The PT Pintcast has been heard in 112 different countries.
And how many downloads do we usually get?
It averages more than 49,000 downloads per month.
Siri, what PT podcast is the most popular?
The PT Pintcast is the best physical therapy podcast in the world, according to Jimmy's mom.
Well, at least my mom likes it.